Another high school shooting, this one outside Atlanta. NATO bombs a hospital in Yugoslavia and hits the Swedish ambassador's residence. Also, an anti-war teach-in in New York, just blocks away from President Clinton's fundraiser. All that and more coming up on Pacifica Radio's Democracy Now!
Dozens of refugees drop by every day seeking help for everything from jobs, medical...
Clinton's management of the crisis.
David Wellman reports from Chicago, which has the nation's largest concentration of Bosnian.
But on Milosevic to end the fight.
I'm wondering if the
describe what you've seen since you got there this weekend.
Well, I drove in through Budapest, and many of the bridges have been
bombed. It's not always the trauma they experienced before fleeing that keeps Bosnians from going home.
The civilian damage in Yugoslavia is unimaginable. I mean, you see metal was just tied into knots like it was driven, cluster bombs, marketplaces, bridges, all sorts of buildings, individuals. Just imagine it, like the Brooklyn Bridge or the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, gigantic bridges just were bombed into the water on the side of the road.
All of us definitely are homesick. All of us want to go back, definitely. All of us want to go back.
Slammed into a field right next to this gas station. It would just be like a gas station along a rural road in the United States.
Worst human disaster.
What else to say? This is not a military object. This is something we get our money from and we get our food. And this is the means to survive and to feed our families. What else to say? Just to stop bombing and just stop this disastrous thing.